Be seated, and the deacons are going to come. We're going to prepare to receive this meal together, having that music ringing in our ears. I'll tell you why they're coming, that you do not need to be a member of this church to receive this meal. This is for all who come to Jesus Christ for the Savior and Lord, and say, Lord, save me. And we do have gluten-free bread for those of you who need it. The thing about what Jesus said about deeds is it starts in the heart. So with something like forgiveness, it's not trying harder. It's, Lord, come into my heart and do something new. Change me on the inside that I'd be changed on the outside. So I invite you to pray about that as we have the meal together. The disciples and Jesus were in that room having a meal that was about God saving his people. And the only reason that any of us would ever celebrate that God has saved his people in the past, like he did for the people coming out of Egypt, coming out of slavery, the only reason we celebrate a God who saves is because we know we need saving. And Jesus said to them in that context, this meal is now about me. I've come to save you. And so he took the bread, he gave thanks, he broke it. He says, this is my body, which is given for you. I'm going to ask Casey if he'll pray for the bread before we receive it together this morning.
Lord, I ask that you please bless this bread, as it does represent the body of Christ that was broken for us for the forgiveness of our sins. And I ask as we go through our daily lives, Lord, that we continue to remember that battered and broken body, Lord, and to remember that our forgiveness to others is just as important as your forgiveness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Forgiveness is about love, and quite often we just don't have the love in us, except that Jesus is in us. The scripture says, greater love has no one than this. He laid down his life for his friends. We eat together. The same way after dinner, Jesus took the cup. He says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. A new basis for relationship with God. And on that basis, later the scripture says, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. Jesus, by his blood, has given us freedom. And so mercy triumphs over judgment. John, will you pray for us before we receive the cup together?
And now, Lord, if we just ask your blessing upon this cup that represents the blood that Jesus so willingly shed on the cross of Calvary. And we ask that you, that each of us would look within our own hearts and reflect if there is any forgiveness that we need to let go. And we just pray that through the participation of this cup, that we will release that unto you, and that we remember that your blood is the only thing that can wash away our sins. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Forgiveness often feels like death. I have to die to my right to be right. I have to die to my want to be vindicated, all of this. And the scripture says, without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And yet Jesus shed his blood for us. And so he says to you and to me, your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for. It's finished. Let's drink together. Let's pray. Our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, we are overwhelmed again by your great love and mercy, the giving of your life on that cross for us. And we praise you that death was not stronger than you, but you're alive forever and alive in us, so you give us hope. We pray that by your presence and by your love in our hearts, that the law of mercy triumphs over judgment would prevail. And I pray, Holy Spirit, you would continue the works of forgiveness that you have brought to our minds and hearts in this hour, and that you'd see us through on that journey to the complete freedom that comes from you don't owe me anymore. And now I invite you to join with me in singing the benediction.